The KZN Future 50 with Pavlo Fatidis. Inspiring KZN's business future.
It's time for KZN Future 50. And of course, for that, we have Pavlo Fatidis from Auric. Good morning, Pavlo.
Good morning, Carmen.
Well, it's great to hear your voice, but I have to ask, which business will you be featuring today and why did you pick them?
So we're going to be featuring Jagan Pillay's business from HBK Consulting Engineers. A consulting engineer is someone who can make something happen when nothing is there at all. Engineers are the most fascinating people in my view because they are born with the ability to structurally create something in a space or place where there's nothing before. And they are found in civil engineering to make buildings and roads. They're found in electronic engineering to create computers and chips and software and programming. They're found in industrial engineering where they put together the factories that make the products that we all enjoy in our daily lives. In this instance here, Jagan went the civil engineering route. He builds stuff, and specifically buildings, hospitals, residential blocks, bridges, roads. That's the space and place that he's in. And the reason we selected this business is because he was, I believe, one of the youngest professional qualifying engineers in South Africa at the time he started.
That's quite an achievement. So what makes them special enough to make the KZN Future 50 list?
Unfortunately, what makes them special enough to make that list is what we've been through in the last 3 years. Between the riots and the floods that we've suffered within our province, rebuilding KZN needs capable people and people with big vision. You can have the engineering skills, but if you have the vision alongside with it and good design capabilities, then it makes you critical to the future of our infrastructure redevelopment. He has got engineering capability. He has got design. He's got it in truckloads. That's what drew him to the profession. And he's ideally suited to actually help us rebuild the infrastructure against which we make and live and create our daily lives and economy.
And the big question, Pavlo, is where will HBK Consulting Engineers be in 5 years' time?
Well, it'll be 5 years old, and that's a big deal for Jagan for the simple fact that when he started, Carmen, he was so young. He was one of the youngest professional engineers in the country. And here's the thing, you know, when you go to build a big building or build a bridge or something along those lines, civil engineering is about big money and big risk. So you need maths and you need physics and you need it in truckloads. But you also need design because there are many ways to create any piece of infrastructure. When he started, he was young. And because of that, everyone thought he never had the experience. This is despite the fact that he had achieved cum laudes right through all his degrees. Over a period of time, he started through just sheer force and drive of personality to win some business, and he's worked exceptionally hard. But I think there's a way for him to work a lot smarter. As I said to him, Jagan, why don't you find some greybeards to join your business? And you know, it signifies age, and age in engineering signifies experience. And he's in a really interesting position because he's now growing his business. He's inspired by the fact that he wants to bring young student graduates on board because that's where he began and that's where he started. And what I think he should also do is find some older greybeards who've exited corporate life, still want to practice civil engineering, and can offer 1 or 2 or 3 days a week. The moment he has that, along with the young energy of his graduates, Jagan is perfectly positioned to bridge experience with energy and to present to the world a very diverse and fully capable company that both has youngsters in it, but also those older greybeards, to give any customer or client confidence that this is a solid service, a solid business, and can take on far bigger projects that he's already enjoying. Out there in our audience, we definitely have a bunch of white-bearded civil engineers. If you are a white-bearded civil engineer, please go to the ECR website, have a look at Jagan's business. He really would enjoy a conversation with you and see how he might be able to get something working with you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Pavlo Fatidis from Auric joining us this morning for KZN Future 50. Thank you for joining us. And also, like you just heard Pavlo say, if you want to get involved in the KZN Future 50, you go to ecr.co.za. You can find all the information you need on all of the companies that are featured.